No! Biggest meltdown in Stanley Cup playoff history is now owned by the Calgary Flames. Up 3-0. Got it in the bag. Trying to stave off elimination. And then... that is soiling the sheets right there.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I just want to talk about Vegas for a second, obviously. Our 10th city for viewership, I guess, yeah. In the top 10 is Las Vegas. Hey. They get it in Vegas.
Well, they get it.
They get it.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome, welcome, welcome. I can guarantee you one thing. Darren DuPont and I are going to make you feel good. Over the next 2 hours, hour one on Game Plus TV and the full show on Facebook Live. How are you, dupes?
I'm doing great.
Good. You ready for a new week?
Oh, yeah.
I
love rolling in here in the morning on Monday.
So do I. I couldn't wait to get in here, by the way. But I was so excited to get to the quick six show topics. And hang on, Jordan. I will get to them. I totally forgot to write down who our guests are on the program today. And it's a big guest list today. Our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, is going to be with us. Randy Chevrier, former Dallas Cowboys long snapper. Jaguars, I think, too. And, of course, gained fame in the Canadian Football League, primarily with the Calgary Stampeders. And Kevin Killer Kaminsky is going to be with us. Former Washington Capitals tough guy. Now the head coach and GM of the LaRange Ice Wolves. So a lot of hockey and football. As I told a guy on the golf course yesterday, I am fluent in both official Canadian languages, football and hockey, as you know.
Yes.
So those are the guests. But are you ready to go with a quick six show topic?
Let's do it.
Let's do it here on hour one. Let's hear it, Jordan. Number one, CFL news. There's a lot today, and our analytics and studies show that the majority of you are here for football news, so we're going to cover that here in the rollout for Flooring Superstores, and they include this, Sunday's news that Saskatchewan kicker Brett Lowther has opted out of his contract to try the NFL. This morning, we get word that Toronto Argonauts quarterback McLeod Bethel-Thompson, courtesy Three Down Nation, by the way, is opting out of his contract. And then this morning, just moments ago, we find out that Dakota Shepley, Saskatchewan Rough Riders star right guard, friend of this show, is opting out of his contract. So here it comes, folks. These are guys that are just tearing up their contract. It comes with conditions, I think very understandable conditions from the Canadian Football League, but they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll come to that. Point two, I heard it all weekend. I don't know how much stock to put into it, but it's a worthwhile discussion. Is the 2021 CFL season in jeopardy? Because with the economics of the CFL, currently the way the money works in the CFL, if they can't play this year and the climate with the pandemic doesn't change by next year, they're not playing next year either. So it's a worthwhile discussion. To hockey. And over the weekend, we saw this. The Golden Knights, the Bruins, and the Avalanche are all up 1-0. There are 3 Colorado Avalanche fans in this province that I can find, and I was with them all on Saturday night. Maybe 4. And we were watching the game. And they don't have a lot of hope for the series with Philip Grubauer out, and he's not going to play tonight in Game 2, the Avalanche goalie. So we'll talk about that. Point four, the Leonard Fleury and agent Alan Walsh controversy. We got to talk about this. Producer Clark, would you mind putting up the photo, by the way? The agent for Golden Knights goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, Alan Walsh, put this tweet out on the weekend. Do you have it ready? 1 second, he says. We're working on it. There we go. There it is. That's the goalie for Vegas with a knife through his back. And the knife says on it, DeBoer. That's the coach of the Golden Knights. For those of you that don't know, yowza.
Yeah.
So we'll come back on that. That tweet by the agent, Alan Walsh, the agent for the goalie, has since been deleted at the goalie's request, but we'll get into that. Oh, by the way, did you see who posted a 26-save shutout last night? Robin Lehner.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So that... point five, and we got our next pick coming up here. NFL notes, 20 days till kickoff in the National Football League. Notes out of the weekend, Earl Thomas cut by the Baltimore Ravens after getting in a training camp skirmish with a teammate. I guess you can you do that or you can't? I guess you can't do that in Baltimore, but somebody will sign him. Somebody's going to sign.
I would assume so.
Ranked the 12th best defensive back in the NFL, Earl Thomas, no longer Baltimore Raven. There was a major COVID scare over the weekend in the NFL. You heard about that?
Jersey, right?
It was a lab in New Jersey. 6 teams believe that they had a massive coronavirus outbreak within their team because of the lab results from a New Jersey lab. Turned out they were wrong. But as I read this morning in the USA Today, it served as a great false alarm fire drill for the National Football League in the event of this would happen. Biggest news for me out of the NFL was on Saturday, Chris Jones changed his profile pic. Can you put that up? There it is. Our good friend Chris Jones, the senior defensive assistant of the Cleveland Browns, changed his profile on his Twitter handle at ChrisJonesHC. And of course, I had people tweeting me going, no, that's a fake account. That's not really Chris Jones. Really? How do you know? Because I think it is. Have you followed that account
at all? I've looked at the account. There's not a lot of tweets, and they're all stuff that I would assume he would put up. I didn't. It's not like Chris Jones to do hashtag new profile pic and post it, but maybe it is. I mean,
I think it is Chris Jones.
There's a picture of him with the Grey Cup on the plane coming back with the Eskimos.
Yeah, I saw all those.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, you don't just snag that photo sitting with Ed Hervey in the Grey Cup between the two of them on a private jet. So I believe that is Chris Jones, and he's now following me. Thanks for the follow, coach. And the Browns were one of those six teams, by the way, that thought they had a massive COVID outbreak. Not funny. I'm going to read the comments as we roll along here. JR in Cranbrook, BC is watching, and he says, Vegas getting helped again, like in their first year, hashtag Bettman's team. Yeah, that's right. Whatever. We'll take it. Get used to it. We were dealing with that with Kelly McCrimmon teams in the WHL for 20 years. Now the rest of the NHL gets to enjoy his dominance. Who cares if they're the league's teacher's pet? Whatever. Suck it up. Watching the Vancouver fans whine and cry and pee and moan. It's like that was also the highlight of my weekend. Point six. Raptors, Celtics in round two of the NBA playoffs. I watched maybe 60 seconds of the Raptors and Nets in round one, and it was a gimme series, as Rod Black predicted on this show. And then the Blue Jays in Tampa, they're playing today, and the Rays have taken the last two. They snapped that Jays win streak at six. It's led to our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Who's got you more excited these days? The Blue Jays or the Raptors? And I posted that a couple hours ago, to our Twitter poll, and it was like right around 50-50. I'm not sure what it is on Facebook, but here's my thing. Probably when the Raptors get a little deeper in these NBA playoffs, and we all think they're going to the final. See, it's 60-40 Raptors right now. But if I'm here, and I'm following them both, but the point is, if I'm sitting down and one's on one channel and another's on the other, I'm probably watching the Blue Jays. To me, they're more exciting right now.
I'm going the other way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got the Raptors. I think that's massively. Because they're in the playoffs now. And it's the first sweep. They won a championship, but this is their first series sweep in franchise history. They're playing well. I love the intrigue about them trying to repeat without Kawhi. I'm all in on the Raptors right now. Wake me up with like 15 games, 10 games to go in baseball if the Jays are still in contention for a playoff spot. Then I'll be in.
But it's only 60 games, so it is a sprint for the Blue Jays. So, and you saw Vladdy hit a triple yesterday. Yeah. You saw him trotting around the bases with his helmet. Blah, 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 blah. He's the body of a little kid.
I know.
He's so cute. How could you not love Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
I do.
And you do. The point is, if they're playing on opposite channels, which one are you watching? And what, you know, for me, it's the Blue Jays right now. Alan the intern, whom we love, he votes for the Raptors. He says back to back. There's no wrong answer on this poll question. It's just who's got you more excited these days? Those are the quick six show topics, and that's a lot. At the end of the day, there will be a test for the rock star of the day. For our friends at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, you'll be voting on Tory Gurley, Randy Chevrier, Kevin Kaminsky, or some fourth person jumps out of the water and has, you know, is the rock star of the day. You could vote for them. Like a viewer or something. Yeah. Do something interesting out there, you guys, you viewers. Make yourselves the star. That's what we promote here.
Yeah.
You can be the star of the show.
Absolutely.
Make us thinking. Send us a funny tweet. I told you we would make you feel good over the next couple of hours. Help yourself out in that regard.
Use the hashtag RP show when you post your pictures, whatever it might be.
Absolutely. A lot of people writing in for the Raptors, and that's cool. Nick McConnell from the Raptors, 100 bench points. Insane. That's an NBA record that they set in the clincher over the Nets. Friday's rock star was Charleston Hughes of the Rough Riders. Another point, CFL Sim, Saskatchewan routed Edmonton 36-15 in Friday Night Football here in our CFL Sim computer-generated game. Turns out I said Eskimos more than John Lynch did.
I know.
You noticed that?
Yeah.
Talk about old habits.
But massively on the under. It was only like six or eight times you guys said it all game.
Yeah, and the over-under was set at 25.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Kozak says, how about Rod getting Rock Star of the Day? I very rarely put myself in contention for that poll, but I'm here every day, so wouldn't be fair. Snowman's watching from North Carolina. He says, I'm the rock star of the day. You can't vote for yourself, Snowman.
You got to do something so that we'll vote for you.
Yeah, exactly. Make us laugh. Tell us a joke. Be entertaining. A couple other notes before we circle back on the quick six. Ricky the Iguana. I don't know if we have any photos of him, but he was out all over the province on the weekend. He is the show mascot. You see him on the screen there. Ricky the Iguana is our show mascot, and he looked to really be thrilling the youngsters at the farmer's market on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. They had a great time. Lots of photos. I was getting Snapchats of, you know, friends and people I know that were like, hey, you know, your mascot's out here at the farmer's market, and it was really great. So, beautiful day. It was a little hot. The Iguana, I know he loves the heat, but... couldn't do the full 4 hour stint at the market, but it was a lot of fun.
So, though, as we crack the lid on a brand new week, here we go. So, to the CFL news, let's get to it here and actually, Tory Gurley coming up, our NFL insider. He's also CFL alum, so he'll have some thoughts on this. The conditions for if you're a CFL player who's under contract for this season or even next season, you can rip up your contract right now if you want out of it to go to the NFL, to go to Europe like Max Zimmerman did. The conditions are these. You won't be eligible for CERB or wage subsidy or however what the benefits are. As soon as you're done, and you only have till next Monday to make your decision on that, by the way, but you won't be able to get the wage subsidy, which is fair. You're ripping up your contract.
Yeah.
Two, if you don't latch on in the NFL or another league or get cut, you've got to come back to the CFL team that you had the original contract with, and you also can't sign with any other team in the CFL. All those conditions to me are fair. How about you?
They are extremely fair. And that was my first thought with some guys that, you know, like a McLeod Bethel Thompson, he's going to go take his shot, sure. But he might not like the addition of Matt Nichols in the offseason and think, geez, I'd really love to go to X team and take a shot at some more playing time. So I'm going to rip up my deal and go play. That's not the deal, right? You signed that deal with the intent of playing with that team in the CFL. You can rip it up to go somewhere else, but not... Yeah, you know, maybe the XFL, and they're excited about The Rock, you know, firing up at the Spring League again.
I think you're going to see a lot of that.
You're going to see guys maybe potentially do that. But it's going to be an interesting week to see how many people. You know what? If you can come back to your team, do you like, and explain this to me, do they automatically have that spot? Or does the team get to say, you ripped up your contract, we don't want you anymore?
That's the chance you take.
Right. Because if there's no risk and you're going to be able to walk back into your old deal, I could see a lot of guys ripping up their deal just to take the chance. But if there's a chance that spot might get filled,
it's what Lowther's doing.
Yeah,
and I talked to Brett yesterday, star rider kicker. I would say a fan favorite here, had a couple of walk-off game-winning field goals last year for Saskatchewan. He's ripped up his contract. He doesn't have an NFL deal right now. But basically, what Brett's saying is, if not now, when?
Yeah.
Now's the time. So he's going to take his shot because he's under contract to the Rough Riders, or at least he was going into the weekend, and now he's free and he can sign wherever he wants. I'm sure the Riders would take him back, but that's a huge gamble he's taking. This is the one thing that people don't understand with the CFL. Most of these players now have other jobs. We talked about Charleston Hughes landscaping. Brett Lowther has bartended and bounced and done roofing. They're all doing that.
Yeah.
So they're betting on themselves football-wise, but as far as money, they've all got other jobs. It's a pretty easy thing for them to do. But Dakota Shepley opting out, that news came out today. He's a big name with the Rough Riders, starting right guard, as I mentioned. And he mentioned McBeth. He was a backup in the NFL forever, comes to Toronto, started for a while because these guys all want to play. But now he's backing up Matt Nichols. He's like, if I'm going to back up in either league, I might as well be in the NFL. If I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
So everybody has their own reasons why they're doing these things. But I think it's very admirable of the CFL to allow the players to do this. Moving on, though, to the point of next season, 2021. We're talking to business people on the weekend. It's interesting. I was at the lake. I was talking to a construction guy, Darren. He's retired now. But I said, how's COVID going? And he's not old. He just made a lot of money. And he said, I don't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
He goes, all my friends in construction are robust, Rod. They're going. Their biggest problem is they can't find workers. Everybody wants to stay home and collect CERB. And for you Americans that are watching, the Canadian government's handing out $2,000 a month for you to stay home. There are some that think they are training Canadians to get addicted to free money and they'll never want to work again and they'll control the population. I'm not saying that. That's what my friends are saying. Anyways, the guy goes, everything's great in our world in construction. We're rolling. And I said, well, in mine, it's not great. Sports, entertainment, fitness facilities, restaurants, taking it in the pills for 6 months with no sign of it ending anytime soon. These are the people that I'm talking with every day. And you understand from a business perspective with sports leagues, they're forecasting there and they're looking ahead. Remember when the NFL, we talked about, will the stadiums be open in the NFL in time for the season? We thought, well, by September, things are going to look a lot different than they do now in May and June. They don't. So what's to say that anything's going to change by next year for the Canadian Football League? And how can you project if you're talking about paring down your office staff, your coaching staff? How do you even know what to do?
You have no idea what to do. No clue. That's the tough part, is we don't know what the restrictions are going to be like or if it's going to get any worse. We've kind of hit what feels like this little cruise control, right, with the pandemic. We're in a spot where we're in a holding pattern. Things aren't getting better. Things aren't getting too much worse. But things are still, tenuous at best. And we could be in the situation next year, and let me tell you, they're not going to be traveling. They're not going to be able to go back to business as usual. They better find a new normal in a hurry and a way to play and a way to, create revenue and safely put some fans back in the stands quickly. But, man, it's not going to be what we knew it to be.
Can you put the comment up on my monitor from Nelson that just came up? We were awaiting a Save the CFL campaign. We were teased that it was going to come out by Friday of last week. And now I expected it would come out this week. And it sounds like Nelson says they have announced it this morning. Here, Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says, here is the Save the CFL campaign. Is this an actual thing or are you just guessing, Nelson? The Grey Cup. It's on Twitter. Okay. The Grey Cup fan base. A multi-level podium dedicated to the fans of the CFL nationwide. Use your season ticket credit towards having your name on the podium for just $349 plus tax. So it's like buying a bench in the park and putting your name on it for others to see forever?
That's what it sounds like. AKA a donation.
It's a donation. Nelson, this is real. So they're asking you to dig into your pocket to the tune of $350. You'll get your name on the podium, and that's saving the CFL campaign. Well, good for them. I hope it works.
Is this a virtual podium?
Is it real or is it virtual?
Or a real podium?
I'll have to get the news release here because this has come down since we've been on the air on the rollout. But that's the campaign. I was told to be on the lookout for this, and this is what it is today. Donate to the CFL $350 and get your name on the podium. That's what it sounds like to me. So lots to unpack and get to. Our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, coming up right after the break. We got a sports update coming up. Viewer takeover, of course. I want to get your thoughts on this campaign donation to the CFL, folks. And, of course, Kevin Killer Kaminsky and Randy Chevrier coming up, too. It's the rollout for Flooring Superstores. We'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listening around the world at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. We'll be right back.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Monday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues. Checking the poll results here. Who has you more excited these days for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, the Blue Jays or the Raptors? 72% of you saying we the North. The Toronto Raptors have you more excited as they head to round two of the NBA playoffs against the Boston Celtics. I might throw up another poll question. Will you support the CFL fan base? Just ahead of Tory Gurley. And Tory, you're going to want to be paying attention for this. Here's the announcement this morning. The Canadian Football League has unveiled an innovative idea that gives its fans a unique opportunity to have their names forever etched in Grey Cup glory. The Grey Cup fan base. Fans can have their names. There it is on your screen. Fans can have their names inscribed forever on a permanent new base, a beautiful 48-inch high tribute to CFL fans crafted from Canadian maple and aluminum, upon which the iconic Grey Cup trophy will be placed at all its public appearances. We're getting reaction from you. Neil in Whitecourt, Alberta says, hate to see this. So CFL. Embarrassing. But if it works, good for them. I'm not biting. The question would be, are you going to donate $350 to the CFL? A lot of people will. What do you got?
Can you put that photo back up, Clark? Is that's the actual photo? It looked like there was five little columns. So five names across the side there, right?
Four, it's more than five, I think.
Like on each side.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Four sides. It's 125 centimeters tall, right? 1.25 meters.
You're doing the math.
Right? That about a centimeter per name. That's it for height.
Uh-huh.
At $350 a pop, that's $875,000. That's it.
Okay, so let's...
I hope that's not the only fundraising campaign.
Let's go to the video chat and bring in our good friend Tory Gurley, Packers and Browns alum, and of course, Argos primarily in this... Oh, look at this. Beautiful. Is that a backdrop behind... Oh, you're at the field. I thought that was a lake. I got to get my eyes fixed. How you doing, Tory?
I'm good. I'm out here getting a workout in. I got some good news to tell you guys. This Friday, Kim and I will be officially tying the knot.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Hey, hey. Did you have that date in mind? You're getting married this Friday. Was that announced before and I missed it?
No, it wasn't. We had a situation where we were trying to, we thought we were going to get married in the States. And we were trying to jump through so many hoops to get down to the States, and it just didn't work out. And Kim ended up finding a way for us to get married up here in Canada. And we're not going to be able to do it in Toronto. It's going to be done in, I guess, Whitby or Wimpy or something like that.
Whitby, yeah.
And we're going down to Whitby. So we're headed there, and we're going to tie the knot on Friday at 3 o'clock. So I'm out here trying to shed some weight and make sure I can fit in my suit.
Get into your suit. No. Well, congratulations, Tory. I wish I could be there, by the way, but I'll be there in spirit. So you told me that you're going to be covering the National Football League for Access TV, Mark Cuban's network, doing the betting show. Every week you're going to Vegas. So how are you following your NFL training camp news? Because last year you were on a bit of an NFL tour. You were going there yourself. How are you following the NFL camps this year?
It's been extremely difficult. A lot of the stuff has been done by just reaching out and calling guys personally after their practices or you know, just training sessions are over. But it's kind of hard to get a feel because obviously everyone is going to tell you that, oh, you know, camp is going well or camp is hard. But, you know, I'm a huge believer in the eye test. And with me not being able to lay eyes on these new teams and new players, it's going to be extremely difficult, and it's going to be something I'm going to just kind of sit back and let it play itself out the first 2-3 weeks of the season before I really start to give more in-depth analysis on these teams.
How has wiping out the preseason entirely changed the landscape of the 2020 NFL season?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult for the guys on the back end of the roster. When you look at guys that are veterans, their reps are limited in practice, but when you have a player coming from the back of the pack, some guys don't show up well in practice and others show up well in preseason games and vice versa. And I think it's going to put a stranglehold on how to judge young talent. And I'm just hoping that those guys do get an opportunity to play well in the inner squad scrimmages to prove their worth. But the thing that's just that sucks about this entire situation is that you can be really good on one team, but the 31 other teams are not going to know anything about you because there's no film on you. So I definitely want to see how this all plays out at the end.
Tory, is Earl Thomas going to be AB part two? I mean, we've kind of put Antonio Brown to bed. We haven't heard from him for a while, but now Earl Thomas is the guy getting in training camp fights and getting cut. What do you think about this guy? And how soon before somebody else picks him up? Ravens cut him after getting into a fight at practice this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for Earl Thomas. He had a situation where he and his brother, they were caught doing something they weren't supposed to do by his wife. And I think the baby mama or something like that. And it was just a bad look. And to follow that up by not performing well during the year and having a bad training camp and then getting kicked out of practice and getting cut. That's just something you rarely see in guys like Earl Thomas, who's come from a Seattle Seahawk background where he was the leader of the team and everyone spoke highly of him. So it's been definitely some unfortunate circumstances for him, and hopefully he can get it together. But it wouldn't shock me if Dallas take a chance on him, because he personally went up to Jerry Jones after a game and told Jerry, hey, come get me. So they were interested. Obviously, they couldn't sign Jamal Adams or Earl Thomas during the free agency. So if they can get Earl now, with him coming in on a non-guaranteed contract, I think it could be a good fit for the Cowboys.
Well, Mike McCarthy this weekend, the head coach of America's team, said the S word, Super Bowl, and it's headlines that Mike McCarthy would mention Super Bowl in Dallas, and I thought, as a longtime Cowboys fan, well, I would hope so. that he's saying it? Are you laughing at him for saying it, Tori, or do you think they legitimately have a shot?
No, he jinxed us that way. We were 15-1 my rookie year in Green Bay, and he said it. We're going for the undefeated season before we lost that last game. And then he said he also mentioned Super Bowl, and you know, sometimes it's like the kiss of death when you speak those words. Even though as a team, that's what you really want to say, but you should allow your play to show it instead of you talking about it, because now I just think that just puts more pressure on a player like Dak Prescott that's in a proven situation.
How much do you think that the addition of Earl Thomas would help the Cowboys, however? I do think offensively they're set. Defense, you could always be better, though.
I think that's the biggest thing is from an offensive standpoint. I mean, they have weapons all over the field. When you have Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, you just have so many players, Pollard. You have so many guys that can really make a huge impact on the team. But defensively, I think that's been Dallas, one of their downfalls, is not being able to get stops or get off the field on third down. So if you can get a guy like Earl Thomas, and they did a pretty good job of shoring up the defensive line, and they had a injury to happen a week ago with Gerald McCoy tearing his ACL. So I think they should get another defensive tackle, but always adding guys in the secondary would only help, especially in that division. In the NFC East.
Tori, just one last one for you, maybe two. Mika always watching in Texas. You know Mika, the veteran CFL linebacker. He's written in and says, hey, Tori, can you analyze my film when you get a chance? What can I get better at? And he's put a YouTube link in here. I'll tell you what, Mika, you can send it to me and I can forward it to Tori or send it to Tori himself. Is that something you'd get into, Tori? You've realized you've now become the old guy helping out the young guys?
I love it. I have no problem, and I do it all the time. You know, I'm not going to go out and mention names, but it's been many players to give me their film, and they ask for my honest feedback, and I'm always open to doing that because that's something I wish I would have done more of. You know, I got to a point in my career where I had some success, and I felt like if I wanted to take it to another level, I should have just really reached out to the Jerry Rices of the world or the Randy Mosses. Unfortunately, I didn't start reaching out to those guys until I was out of the league and I was asking them questions on how to break down film and how to do certain things and stuff to look for from a coach's perspective. But I wish I would have capitalized on that while I was actively playing in my prime. So, Minka, I got you. No problem. Send it to Rod and we'll make that happen. I'll break it down and I'll get it to you by the end of the week, big dog.
A quick rapid-fire question from John in Winnipeg. Wants to know, Tori, what was your favorite stadium to play in, CFL and NFL? Any come to mind?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, BMO Field. The inaugural game out there, it was amazing. I loved it. Being out there on grass, playing in front of, you know, 20,000, 30,000 Toronto fans, it was just a great feel. And obviously, Lambeau Field. I mean, it was so historic. Played out there in the summertime and in the wintertime. So I've experienced both the hot and cold games, and there's just something that I can cherish for the rest of my life. It's like I got the experience playing in a frozen tundra.
Tori, forget about us. You got a wedding to get ready for. I'm going to have to get your address from Kim again to send you a gift. I could just spend 5 days thinking about what to send you guys. And are you registered anywhere?
Yes.
Is there anything you need?
Yeah, we'll get you that stuff, and we're gonna do it again in Saskatchewan. Like, we're gonna have another barbecue. It's just something that we have to do here. So when I travel back and forth from the States to Canada, I can cross the border, because if not, they won't allow me back in because of the travel ban. So with Kim and I officially being married, you know, I'll be able to continue to further my career, and eventually we'll make that move to America. But until then, at least we can still call Canada home.
Awesome. Well, Tori, congratulations. Have a great week. I'm excited for you, and we'll chat soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our NFL insider, Tori Gurley, pausing his workout to join us live here on this Monday on Canada's daytime TV show.
They're probably registered, I think, like Sears.
Sports show.
Sears, probably. Maybe get them a good food processor.
Is there still a Sears?
I don't know. If they have those, you know, or the Bay. The Bay is always a good one.
I would say send money. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to go wrong with money.
You can't go wrong.
It's so cold and impersonal, they say. Not to me. Just, yeah. I'm not offended. You want to send me money, I'm okay with it.
I do not want to return 4 cheese graters and 3 cutting boards.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
all that
no,
other.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, got your NFL chat there, a little CFL chat. We're going to take a pause and come back and talk about the CFL's initiative this morning. What do you call it? A campaign? A fundraiser is really what it is.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about with that. And, of course, Stanley Cup playoffs, another doubleheader coming up tonight. So stick with us. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening and watching around the world at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Canada's daytime sports talk show. That's right. I'm the Jerry Springer of sports talk. That would make you the Steve Wilkos.
Yep.
Dukes.
I'm the muscle.
You're the muscle. We got a lot of things going on here. I do want to talk, of course, Stanley Cup playoffs, the Leonard Fleury controversy, although I wrote about it in my column on the weekend at dubnetwork.ca. Folks, just let the coach the team. Is that possible, Peter DeBoer? Can you just let him coach the team? If this blows up in his face, then go after the jugular and I'll be right behind you. The guy had a shutout last night, Robin Leonard.
I know.
And as far as Fleury being selfish and blah, 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 how do you know that he's being selfish? These agents act on their own. Is Marc-Andre Fleury happy that he's backing up Robin Leonard? No. Newsflash, every player wants to play. You got to have two goalies. We're only in round one. You might see Fleury starting in round two the rest of the way. So I'm sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. And then speaking of goaltending, I said I was watching the Game 1 Stars and Avalanche the other night with Avs fans. And when Philip Grubauer went down, were you watching?
Yeah.
They were like, we're done. It's over. And he's not playing tonight. Oof. He wasn't even touched. I guess he'd struggled with this earlier in the year. I didn't know that.
That's worse. When he's not touched?
It always is.
It always is.
Ask Darian Durant.
Yeah, worse.
I should get to a sports update. Remind me of it before we go to a break here. But here's the big news. The big breaking news in the CFL. The Canadian Football League has unveiled an innovative idea that gives its fans a unique opportunity to have their names forever etched in Grey Cup glory. The Grey Cup fan base. Fans can have their names inscribed forever on a permanent new base. A beautiful 48-inch high tribute to CFL fans crafted from Canadian maple and aluminum, upon which the iconic Grey Cup trophy will be placed at all its public appearances. Now, I was told last week by somebody involved with this, you're going to hear the announcement and go, that's it? But it is what it is. The CFL needs cash. This is their way of coming up with it. But Ken in Saskatoon has written this on the Prairie Mobile text line, and you can reach us at 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaS Telemobility dealer. Ken says all the staff they have in the CFL headquarters, and there's no info on the app or the website. Why is it? The CFL had issues before the virus. So I read that in the break, and I said to Darren, this is what Ken's saying. I went to the CFL website. It's not there. So I just said to Darren, is it too much? Are we banging on him too much? I mean, come on. This is elementary stuff. Like Ken in Saskatoon, I know him. His season tickets are right behind mine, probably 5-6 rows up. He's not a Twitter guy. So you got to put this information everywhere. And it's not on the league website. This is it. This is a campaign they've been working on for months. And it's not even on the CFL website. Like, I can't. Help me out here. Do you have anything on this?
Well, the more I look at it, the more we put up that picture. Put it up one more time, Clark. The more I see it, the more I like it. I think it looks really cool. Now, at first I'm like, that's it? And I know that's only the first of several things they may do to try and, you know, create some cash flow and things. I think it's really great. Get the fans involved. You raise a little money. You'll get some people who will pay to put their name on it. And away you go. But you're right. Nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to know about it. It's not on the website. It's not on the app. If they only tweeted a link, then you got to understand. If you have 10,000 followers, 1,000 people are going to see that tweet.
Well,
it doesn't even show up on everybody's timeline.
They've got like 350,000 followers on Twitter, but that's, you're not going to hit.
It doesn't even
everybody.
Hit
this is elementary social media stuff. Again, a lot of people aren't on Twitter, and we're on in over a million homes on Game Plus TV. So that's certainly cool. We're mentioning it here, but here's the thing: Ken in Saskatoon just found out because of this show this morning, because he's not surfing Twitter. So now I got mine via news release from the CFL, I guess. So. I don't know. And then somebody wrote in here and said that this is already splitting the CFL fan base. Well, that's always going to happen. Actually, you're okay with that, I think, if you're the CFL. It's Mike in Toronto. He says you can already see the divide among the CFL fans with this fan base thing. Listen, you got to understand, not everybody's going to ever agree, ever. So at least they're talking about it. That's a good thing. If they made an announcement today and nobody knew about it, that's worse. That's the one big problem I have with the CFL. They don't have enough confidence in themselves. I'm not talking about them personally, just as a league. They can't take any criticism. Oh, somebody's mad. We can't have that. The NHL doesn't care. If you thought the playoff format was stupid, go stand in the corner. We're doing it. NFL, you don't like that we're playing because it goes against health and safety? Go pee up a rope because we're doing it. CFL doesn't have that confidence at all.
They do not.
You obviously, I would hope you read my weekend column where I quoted Greg Drennan. And by the way, it wasn't easy to do that. But he said somewhere along the way, the CFL has lost its way. This is what he's talking about. There's a big blunder here in communications on social media. They're afraid to tick anybody off. The leagues with guts aren't. They do what they know is right, and the CFL quite often doesn't know what's right. Don Mitchell, watching in the Middle East, says it's on the Ticats Twitter feed. Great. I would hope so. All I'm hearing is Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. The whole world isn't on Twitter, guys. Can you take over for me? I'm kind of speechless right now.
I know.
Like, am I going to donate my $350? I'm not sure. Right. I like this from Lisa. She says, CFL needs more women in power. We could get stuff done. Couldn't agree more, by the way. Man, that I spent as a father of three daughters and a very strong wife that I have, I couldn't agree more. And I don't even know where to go with that. but that's also interesting that the CFL makes this announcement on the CFL fan base that they've been working on for months. And literally, I know because I've heard. You know, if you wonder how I have the information and you just like Rod's in the room, it's like Rod's in the room with us. Just assume that I am, okay? How did it morph into people are throwing crap at the CFL today on lack of inclusiveness in the league office and d-d-d-d-d? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess the good thing is they're talking about you.
Hey, what do they say about good pub and bad pub? Right, at least it's pub.
Yeah.
At least they're talking about you. Staying in the news, that's going to be the challenge. At least today they're staying in the news with this. But they're not helping themselves by not even putting it in the news on their own website.
Put it on your own website.
So people can find the news, but that's tough.
Can you read that tweet from Brad Wall? At one time, the most popular premier in Canada. He's not anymore. He's not the premier of Saskatchewan. But can you read that?
Yeah, I retweeted that this morning.
This is regarding the conservative leadership race won by Aaron O'Toole yesterday.
Yeah. Brad Wall says, unsolicited advice to my conservative friends. Please stop introducing your leaders as the next PM of Canada. It's presumptuous. If you think an act like a win is something to be earned and not claimed, you trade the presumption for humility and earnestness. And so I retweeted that with the hashtag leadership qualities.
And you asked if I thought Brad Wall would ever run
the country.
Would ever run the country. And put it this way, he's capable of it. I'm not sure that he wants to. That's all. Maybe he does. Yeah. I don't know. I got to get to a sports update and then viewer takeover after the break because the people got a lot of thoughts on what's going on today. The Vegas Golden Knights' big guns were blazing and goalie Robin Lehner recorded his first career playoff shutout to beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-0 in game one. Jaro Halak made 35 saves as the Boston Bruins defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in game one of that Eastern Series. The Raptors are heading to the second round following a four-game sweep of the Brooklyn Nets at Walt Disney World. Norman Powell at 29 points and Serge Ibaka at a 27 as Toronto beat Brooklyn 150-122 to advance. Josh Fleming pitched five innings of two-run ball to win his Major League debut. And the AL East leading Tampa Bay Rays beat the Blue Jays 5-4 at the Trop. They'll close the series today. Dustin Johnson looked as dominant as ever in the Northern Trust. He played the final two holes in near darkness after a late storm delay and finished with a birdie for an 8-under-63 and an 11-shot victory over Harris English. By the way, my brother-in-law won the city championship at the Regina yesterday.
Was your brother-in-law?
Brother-in-law, Jamie Tisakis.
Oh, wow.
My wife's twin brother. You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
At an eerily empty Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Takuma Sato snatched a second Indy 500 victory in an odd and unsatisfying finish to the greatest spectacle in racing. Sato held off Scott Dixon and won under caution after teammate Spencer Pigot crashed with five laps remaining in Sunday's race, run in front of empty grandstands for the first time in 104 runnings because of the pandemic. I had to get the race news in there, dupes. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. The CFL announces today the fan base fundraiser. We'll talk about that and more coming back in the viewer takeover. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's daytime sports talk show. Episode 303 continues in a moment on Game Plus TV and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
It's the viewer takeover segment, everybody. The final segment of hour one here on Game Plus TV. We do have Breaking news right on cue. Everybody's asking if there's an injury update on Kyle Lowry, who injured himself in the series clinching win over Brooklyn. You've got it?
Yeah. It's
left ankle sprain?
Left ankle sprain. He had the MRI. There's no timeline for his return or absence. They'll just update as appropriate. I would imagine he'll miss a game.
Yeah, but so out indefinitely as it stands right now, Kyle Lowry. By the way, Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com, available for Android and Apple devices. So it's been a big news day in the Canadian Football League. Like, I'm talking about minute by minute by minute. 6 months of limbo, and now things are starting to shake. Players opting out. Brett Lowther of the Rough Riders, we found out, wants his contract torn up by the Rough Riders. He's going to take his chances in the NFL. I talked to him yesterday. He doesn't have an NFL deal yet, even a tryout yet. But he said, now's the time. If not now, not now, when? Dakota Shepley, we find out, Rough Riders starting right guard, opting out, done, ripping up his contract. Now, if he doesn't land in the NFL, he's got to come back to Saskatchewan over the term of his deal. This is a deal most guys would take, because he loves it here.
Yeah.
And McLeod Bethel-Thompson of the Argos, same thing. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network broke that news that Macbeth is going to try his hand in the NFL. And again, it's like, if you're Macbeth, and I met him in my restaurant downtown, super guy. If you're going to back up in the CFL or NFL, I might as well make the big cheese in the NFL if I'm not going to play in either league. So Dougal Cameron, Stampeders fan watching in Calgary, says, I was thinking of buying a spot on the fan base, but the certificate would be signed by Ambrosi. No sale. So here's what the CFL is looking at in terms of right in front of them. And I'd like to think that they know all these things, but if they can't update their own website at cfl.ca with the fan base news, I wonder if they know what they're doing. But they need to make Randy Ambrosi look good. However you do that is up to you guys, but that needs to probably be a, like I wrote, it was in my Cat Country commentary today. CFL's always got football in terms of letting players opt out, and that they know football. Business, dollars and cents, marketing has been their downfall for some time right now. Jeff, the Stamps fan, great question. He says, isn't it a hard time to catch on with an NFL team? Absolutely not. I was doing a lot of NFL coverage camp reading this morning, and there's been so few COVID cases in the NFL. They had reserve lists of double-digit players, right? If there is a breakout, or if somebody along the line here ends up getting COVID in the NFL, they'll be replaced like that. Now is actually the time, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You got to, you know, be ready, be available. And Brett Lowther's flooding his Twitter feed right now with videos of him kicking 40 and 50-yard field goals at ease, which is great. But yeah, you got to be ready and take the opportunity. And what does it hurt to opt out? I mean, you like, the CFL's not rushing to sign players right now. You got a lot of time here through training camp and through the first few weeks of the NFL season. And if you don't latch on, then you kind of come back and say, okay, I'm not going to go this year. I'm going to stay with my CFL team. But you have to take that chance to opt out and be available so that you're ready to go when they call you. You have to be ready for the chance.
The only thing that hurts them is they're not eligible for CERB or the wage subsidy. However, the CFL is going to do it for their players. If you opt out and your contract gets wrapped up, you're not going to get the Canadian government money. But you wait. Somebody, John is watching in Winnipeg. He says, could The Rock be a CFL killer if he gets the XFL started up again? Well, he is going to get it started up again. And Greg Ellingson, the star Edmonton wideout, who we just had on the show here a couple weeks ago, I would suspect you're going to hear from him next, is going to opt out. NFL probably isn't an option for him, but the XFL certainly is. And there's a team right in his backyard by name, the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Yeah.
So anyways, and the other thing for the CFL, these guys, the wage subsidies doesn't even matter. They've all moved on. They've got second jobs. Here's what the CFL players are dealing with right now, and I've been talking to them face to face. They've had football in their life their entire lives, and now they don't have it. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know where they're going. They don't know if they're going to have a job in the future. I know to a lot of you, that's not a big deal. To them, it's huge. If you put yourself in their shoes, this is what they've worked for their whole lives, and now it's gone. Maybe forever. It's traumatic. And I'll say it again because I said it on Friday, but I will say it one more time. I hope you CFL teams are providing mental health support for your players because I can guarantee you they need it because I'm dealing with them right now. It's how to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
Next hour, Randy Chevrier, former Dallas Cowboy, Stampeder, Kevin Killer Kaminsky. That's all coming up. More fan takeover. I can just feel it. And for the rest of you, we will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus TV. Truth's in the coffee. It's truth serum.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in March, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.